Very special guest joins us on the show. He'll be in town this weekend as the best in the world in volleyball. The World League is coming to Edmonton Friday and Saturday night at Rexall Place. Member of Canada's national team. He plays professional volleyball in Turkey. 6'9", big spiker, big hitter. Gavin Schmidt joins us. Gavin, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you coming on. Now, a lot of people say you're one of Canada's best, and many people think maybe one of the 10 best in the world at the right side attacker, Gavin. Where, I guess, talk about, you know, volleyball in Canada still isn't huge, but we got some great volleyball players. How do you become a world force in a country where, you know, maybe you didn't get a huge opportunity growing up?
Well, it's all a bit of a process, you know. It starts, we need to establish young in club. I started really late, but starting young in club, finding clubs in cities and starting to get that exposure early, because most kids get exposed a little late out here behind when the Europeans do. We're really, our hockey's obviously really exposed, but you think when kids start playing hockey in Canada, that's when they start playing it overseas and in Europe. So we need to start establishing that and then getting high level coaching. I was very fortunate to get a lot of high level coaching through my career, and that really led to me having some success.
And you've had a lot of it. How is it playing in Turkey?
It's great. You know, actually, the fans aren't super in force. There's not a ton of fans at the games all the time, but when they are, they're really noisy. It's a great place to play. It's got a great quality of life. The league's getting really, really strong nowadays, so it's great all in all.
You now, for fans who are maybe going to check out the World League for the first time on Friday night, what are some of the basic initiations for maybe the non-diehard volleyball fan that they should be looking for?
It's an exciting spectator sport. You know, it's a lot of action for a short burst of time, and there'll be a lot of athletic guys coming in, big, tall guys who hit the ball really hard, lots of blocks. There'll be a lot of action for whoever comes out to watch.
And how do you feel you guys fare?
I think stacking up against Australia, we should be all right. We just came off of a little bit of a disappointing game against Belgium, but we're a good rebound team. I think we'll come in really focused, and I think we can have a lot of success against Australia, seeing what they have. They have some good players, but if we focus and we play well, I think we can have a lot of success this weekend.
Gavin Schmidt joined us from Canada's national volleyball team, the World League's in Edmonton against Australia Friday and Saturday night. How often do you get to play in practice as Team Canada?
Well, we don't get to play in Canada as much as we'd like, but we come together at the start of the summer, usually around April till about September. So
we have
quite the summer months to work together, but we come from pro clubs overseas and in the winters, and so it's not as long as you'd like. You know, I love playing with the national team because it's all guys who are field the same way, who want to be here. It's really great. Everybody works hard. It's my second family, you know, been with them for a long time, so I wish I could spend more time with them.
Now, Gavin, is there any difference at all? Like, I know in other sports, people say, well, there's a different style of how they play. Does North American volleyball players play the game any different than European volleyballers?
Absolutely. Well, especially in Canada, we tend to be a little bit less skilled than European volleyball players, saying how they start really early. You know, in my club in Turkey, we have a 17-year-old kid who's starting for our professional team. That doesn't happen here because we don't have professional leagues. So they tend to be a little bit more skilled. But with Canada, we're a very physical team. We're a very good blocking team. So we use that to try and compensate. And our skills are getting a lot better under the tutelage of our head coach.
Yeah, when you talk about the skills, talk about maybe the young volleyballers. Do you find that more Canadian kids, like in every other sport, are starting earlier? And now guys even maybe who are 5-6 years younger than you, there's a significant difference in their abilities at a younger age.
Absolutely. I know, especially out in Alberta here, there's a good volleyball culture out here. Kids have been starting earlier and earlier, and clubs have been popping up in developmental centers. We've been trying to implement things like this to try and help grow volleyball in Canada. And it's slowly taking hold, and more kids are starting to play, and they're starting at earlier ages. So I'm seeing younger kids, when we get the chance to watch them, who have better skills than I would imagine they should.
Gavin, you never started playing volleyball until grade 12, from what I understand. Then you went on to ACAC, CIS, and then have played professionally in like Russia, Korea, France, Greece, and now in Turkey. Was it because of your size? Did the volleyball coaches see you walk in the hallways one day and say, hey, Mr. Schmidt, are you interested in trying out volleyball? How'd you get into it?
Yeah, it was kind of that, but it was also my mom kind of pushed me into it. I don't know why. She's really pushed me to do multiple sports in high school. I already did basketball and did a little bit of of track and field and other sports, but they she pushed me into it, and it just kind of took off for me. I took to it really well and was able to pick it up pretty quick.
Gavin Schmidt joins us. Gavin, the Canadian team, you mentioned you guys are together for basically a half a year every year. Where is Canada on the world rankings? Like, what do we need to do, do you find, maybe to compete and ultimately be a country who's trying to get a medal at the Olympics?
Well, we're in that process now. I mean, we're growing. We've been making huge gains every summer as far as our level goes. We've actually pulled up some points in world rankings, so we're 11th now. And we're making those steps, but we need to keep growing. We need to keep working our technical aspect and able to focus more just throughout games and be able to perform consistently and continue to get high-level matches like we're doing at World League now.
Well, Gavin, I really appreciate this. What time's the game on? What time does it start Friday?
I believe that it's 7 o'clock on Friday and maybe 5 o'clock on Saturday, but I'm not totally sure. I know what time practice is tomorrow. That's what I'm following.
You mentioned you guys don't get to play as much as you would like in Canada, and obviously because it's home and you want to play in front of family and friends, and I think maybe grow the sport to have a lot more young kids come out and get to see high-ranking volleyballers, because I'm guessing, you know what, unless you're a diehard volleyballer, you probably don't realize the opportunities there are for Canadians to go overseas and play volleyball.
No, certainly not. I mean, I didn't know coming through university college until I got to the pro level that there was opportunities to go overseas and make money and play in professional leagues. So the more, social media has really helped that. Kids are more in tune with what's going on, but unless you're a diehard fan, you don't really know. Nobody knows much about it.
It's a growing sport, and it's one of the more athletic sports. I see here in your bio that you are 6'9", but when you're spiking, you're reaching up to 12 feet 2 inches. Did you ever play basketball?
I did. I was actually a basketball player all the way through my childhood up through high school, and I had to make a choice when I went to university. I chose volleyball. Just it was new and exciting and kind of took to it, but yeah, I played basketball for quite some time.
And now you've played, this is your fifth country you played internationally, in Greece, France, Korea, Russia. Where is volleyball the most, intense from a fan base?
Probably Korea for that. They were really great there. They had awesome fans out there. They brought gifts. We played in front of probably 6,000 to 7,000 people, full stadiums. They were really passionate. They really loved their athletes, so it was really great.
Well, I appreciate your time, Gavin. Best of luck against Australia.
Thank you very much.